Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you are. This is the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. And as usual, I'm here to talk about what will give you a good life. And today, I'm here with an amazing guest. She's here to tell you all about how you can live a good life. She's going to introduce herself, and we're going to be talking about the comfort zone. You know, this is Princess Joy of the Good Life Podcast. I'm here to talk about everything that will ensure you live a good life. So now, my guest here, she's going to tell us her name. I wouldn't reveal that. So, please, can you tell us, my amazing guest, about you?
Okay. Good afternoon. Good morning. Okay, I should have started with good morning. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is you're watching this show. So my name is Inyobong Ekereke, and I'm a fashion designer and also a YouTuber. Well, if you take that from me, I'm also a sister, I'm a daughter, I'm a friend, and what am I again? Yeah, I think that's it for now. Then I also have some core values, which I think that is the main thing that matters, which is love. I love people, I respect people. Honesty is very, very important. If you want to have friends, you have to be honest. And also, my core value is also empathy. I always put myself in people's shoe. So then I think I should add this part to that. I love personal self-development. I'm big on it. I'm into it. So I believe that as human beings, we should grow every day. You have to evolve. The day you stop growing is the day you die. Yeah. So that's it.
Thank you very much, Inyobong. Oh, I love that quote. The day you stop growing is the day you die. And we definitely do not want to die now. So thank you for the warm introduction and letting my listeners know all about you. And what's just intrigued me is the fact that you're a YouTuber and you're a fashion designer. You're also big on personal development. And today we're going to be talking about personal development. But before we do that, just tell my listeners, what is one thing about you that, you know, when anybody sees you, they say, this is a fun person to be with? Just tell me one fun thing about you.
Okay. Now, I would say that, okay. So the question was, the fun thing about me. That's interesting. I love to laugh a lot. I think I'm easily amused by things. What would make somebody just laugh? Maybe lightly, I can laugh so loud. I remember as a child, I once laughed and fell inside the gutter, and I still kept laughing. So today, some of my friends still remind me of that incident. So, but it is what it is. That's me. You can't take that away from me. So, yeah, that's
your laughter is so. Yeah, your laughter is infectious. You know, I'm already laughing with that short anecdote you just gave there.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, now let's dig in deep into the subject matter for today. What does the term comfort zone mean to you?
Wow. Term comfort zone. Okay, so comfort zone is the psychological state of an individual. You feel at ease at your current situation. You are not perturbed. You just take life easy. You're not striving for anything. You just feel comfortable at your current situation. You're satisfied at your current situation. I think that's what it is. Just everything is the same year in, year out. You're not striving to be the better version of yourself. You're not trying to learn something new. You just prefer being where you are. I think that's it. Comfort zone, just staying in your comfort. As the name entails, comfort zone, staying in your comfort. Yeah.
The way you just described comfort zone, it doesn't appear to be a place that anybody should aspire to be. Comfort zone, there's no growth, there's nothing to aspire to.
Exactly.
So why do people stay there?
There's so many reasons. Number one is fear of the unknown. People just prefer what they know. They prefer the normal routine. And there's this fear that if I step out, what if? Fear of being laughed at, fear of being judged. Some, it could be your past experiences, your negative experiences. Maybe you tried something and it didn't work. And you just make up your mind that is the end. Yeah, so I think another thing can also be, okay, I mentioned fear of being judged and also rejection. Sometimes you might feel, oh, I don't think I deserve to apply in this company because I don't deserve to be, you know, to be called for an interview. They're bigger than my level. So all those things can make us not want to try or step out of our comfort zone.
Yeah, definitely. Those things actually do happen. I recall the first time I wanted to give a speech, I was having butterflies in my stomach. I felt I would be judged. I felt people would wonder, why is she doing this? But definitely, when you take that first step and step out, that is where growth actually happens. Thank you very much for letting us know that. And in your experience, how do you think people can identify when they have outgrown their comfort zone?
Okay, so there are a couple of things that you can use to check that. First of all, you will look at your current state. Maybe if you're doing something and you don't feel anxious about it, or you're on a particular job position for a long time, you're not being promoted, or you're not even learning something new, new skills. All those things are a pointer to stagnation, and it also indicates that you are in your comfort zone.
I'm all about personal stories, and you know, you can really emphasize points with your personal story. So can you just share one story with me when you were in that comfort zone and tell me how you felt?
Okay, so I actually have a lot, but this particular one, I think many people will relate to it. It has to do with fear of public speaking. I'm naturally introverted. And I mean, we're in the same show, you too. So speaking in the public was a big deal. In fact, anytime I am meant to speak in the public, I suddenly feel like using the loo. My entire body system changes. So it's always been a big deal, like from childhood to adulthood. In fact, I thought it goes away with time, but I realized it never did. Anytime, in fact, whether the audience is just two or three, I'm never myself. And I realized that one of my visions is to impact lives. And if I want to impact lives, I need to be confident in myself. So this fear of public speaking is a monster that I need to conquer. And what I did was step out of my comfort zone and join Toastmasters International. It's all about public speaking and leadership skills. You want to up your game on that. And that is how I stepped out November 20. I can't remember that date. I stepped comfort zone and subscribe for Toastmasters. And I tell you the truth, that has changed my life entirely. My life has not been the same. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing that story. I also have experienced situations where I have wanted to stay in my comfort zone, but that trigger for me was when I realized that I need to improve. I need to be a better person, because as a role model, you have to show to the people who are looking up to you that if you can do it, whatever situation you are, in terms of your age, in terms of your position, if you can do something different, something unique, you know, you serve as an inspiration to others. So my trigger was, I really want to be that role model to people, to let them know that you can do anything irrespective of your age, your status. If you need to grow, that comfort zone is not where you should be. How will you advise people who want to take that first step? What do you advise them to do? People in their comfort zone, if they need to take that first step towards stepping out, what would be your advice to them?
Okay, so the first thing is realizing that you are even in a comfort zone, because sometimes you might not even know that you are in your comfort zone. So realize, check, do a self-reflective or awareness kind of thing, kind of check. Look at yourself. How, when last did you learn something new? When last did you stretch yourself? When last did you do something that makes you anxious or make you give you that excitement? And if your answer is maybe like 5 years ago, then you need to know that it's time for you to take a step. When you realize that, yes, you've been on that comfort zone for too long, the next step is to determine to get out of that comfort zone, because you can also be aware of your situation, but you don't have the power.
The willpower
to take a step. So when you realize your current situation, take a step to get out of that comfort zone. And also you need maybe a mentor or someone, a kind of, a partner to
accountability, like, partner.
Accountability, that's the word. I've been looking for that word. Yes, an accountability partner, because sometimes you might get weary, maybe discouraged along the way, and an accountability partner or a mentor can help you. And that will help you make that step.
Yeah, accountability partners are really very important. I recall when I started this my podcast, I had an accountability partner.
Your volume is low. Your volume is low.
Oh, really?
Okay,
I will have to up my voice. Can you hear me better now? Can you hear me better now?
I don't know whether it's actually from my end. Let me see. I'm seeing this signal.
Okay. When I wanted to start this podcast, I had an accountability partner, and the person encouraged me. I did my first episode, and I wanted to just talk. As in, I have done enough. I don't want to go anymore. But she encouraged me. You need to do the second, the third, and then you will get into the flow. An accountability partner is a resource that you can never do without. I share that too. It's very important. Very important.
It's powerful. Very, very powerful.
It's powerful, I can tell you. Okay, now, another question that... So what are the kind of experiences you think people get in that comfort zone that will make them feel good that they have actually stepped out?
Okay, so to understand you better, so like when you step out of your comfort zone, what do you...
What do you experience that will make you feel happy that you have stepped out?
Okay, so in fact, there's a saying that your breakthrough is at the other side of the comfort zone. So when you realize that, maybe stepping out is going to bring that judgment or rejection and all of that, and then you step out and realize that, wow, it was only a myth. You realize that, oh, I was capable, because sometimes fear of stepping out can also be you feel you are not capable to do this thing. You don't have the abilities. For example, in my case, I never knew that I could speak boldly in front of people until I joined Toastmasters. And I have also gone ahead to win speeches, best speaker in meetings, and I never knew I could speak, let alone win. So it is joy it brings to you that, wow, so I was capable of these things, and the fear was about to rob me off of this thing. So there's this joy you get when you finally realize that, wow, you are actually capable of these things. And then maybe you're trying to, for example, a guy, you see a lady and you are interested and you feel that, I don't think she would say yes. When you step out of your comfort zone and say, hi, girl, I think I like you.
I like that analogy.
You'll be amazed.
So and perhaps the lady was already waiting for you to make the move.
Exactly.
You know?
And you're the one holding yourself back. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that joy, that feeling of being accomplished, that self-actualization, it's
exactly.
The feeling just, you know, makes you like feel that you have achieved something and you have impacted somebody one way or the other.
Yes.
It's a very, very good feeling. Yeah.
It's a good feeling, I tell you.
Okay, now, so talking about the struggle that people face when they are trying to step out, how can they overcome this criticism when people say, oh, you didn't do so well, your voice is not so loud, you should, you know, people just criticize you. They're supposed to be giving you feedback to help you improve. However, you perceive those feedback as criticism. So how can you overcome those criticisms and still forge ahead? What advice will you give to people who experience that?
Okay, so if you're feeling that way, so sometimes, yes, I know that if you're getting a feedback, it has to be constructive feedback. But in a situation where it doesn't come as pleasant as you expected, just take a step back and evaluate that feedback again. Was there sense in what the person was saying? But if it didn't make much sense, you can just go ahead and do your thing.
Ignore
because in
it.
Life, you will always ignore it. Press the ignore button. You always have naysayers around you. But what you should do is try to be away from naysayers. Don't surround yourself with naysayers. Try to be around positive energy, people that will push you on, and be in an environment where there is love, correction, and feedback in love. It will help. So if you are fortunate to be in a situation where there's a negative criticism, well, it's part of life. Just check it off and go ahead. Move on in your pursuits.
Yes. Yes. So you need to really overcome that struggle of, you know, being judged, being criticized.
Exactly.
That is also a mindset shift. You have to
put
yourself out of it, because really, no matter what you do, there's always somebody who is judging you, who is criticizing you. But when you know that you're on the right track and you are growing, and you know, your habits are what make you. If you continue developing yourself, if you continue putting yourself forward, you will know that there is growth. What you wear, how you wear a year before, 2 years before, a month before, if you keep showing up for yourself,
working up,
you will actually see that.
You will see the difference.
The difference, yes.
And the difference is not the change will not happen overnight. It's a subtle change. you just see yourself, well, I can. That means I had this thing as that last week I couldn't do it. Today I'm able to do it. What happened? It's like magic. So just be patient and also be patient. Success doesn't happen overnight.
Overnight.
It's a journey. It's about the process and not the whatever is happening in between. It's the process that matters.
I get that. Yeah, so how can you, at times, some people would think that they are growing, but they are just in one place, you know, just making efforts, but you don't see results. How will you assess, how will you advise people who are in that situation?
That's very, very important, knowing if you're growing or not. And one of the things that can help you is having a growth of a growth journal. You can just have a growth journal. Maybe if you want to acquire a skill in a new year, you can just say in before the year is over, I want to acquire 3 new skills, and you write it down, and maybe you can do a monthly review. Have you been able to achieve this so far? If no, what are the challenges? You look towards it and see a way of achieving that goal. I think having a growth journal can really help you. And also, like I said before, self-reflection and awareness. Look at yourself. I think I've been on this job position for 10 years and there's no promotion. There are no new opportunities. This is not a good sign. I need to do something about it. And you work towards getting green or applying, do something. Maybe you have to change a job or something. But reflection and awareness also helps. So having a growth journal helps too. Because when you look at that growth journal in 1 year, I've been able to achieve this. It gives you that joy that, wow, yes, I was able to do something in year 2024. But if you don't have a growth journal, you don't even know what you've done so far. So those two things can help you realize whether you're growing or not.
Thank you so much for that, Nyobong. That growth journal is something that is just resonating with me right now. And I will encourage everyone who is interested in growing to keep a growth journal. Have a goal of where you want to be in a month's time, in 3 months' time, in 5 years' time, whatever it needs, and document your progress. And you know what? Then you can actually see that you are growing and you are not just moving only to remain.
Going around circles.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. I'm sure my guests, my listeners, they've had an amazing time listening to you and the nuggets that you have given to us about stepping out of your comfort zone. I would like to tell everyone today that your comfort zone is a very comfortable place to be. However, there is no growth in there. So do not aspire to remain in your comfort zone. Step out, because the growth that you desire, the upliftment that you desire, is definitely outside of your comfort zone. So step out of it. I did by commencing this podcast, and I'm sure you, if you have a goal, if you have a desire, you can step out and take that bold step out of your comfort zone. So, Nyobong, thank you very much for being my guest today. It's been a pleasure, speaking to you. Where can my amazing listeners find you? Can you just tell us that?
Okay, so when I was introducing myself, I said I'm also a YouTuber, but I'm actually a new YouTuber, still trying to build my YouTube channel. So you can check me out on my YouTube channel. My channel name is Learn English with Imi. I teach people English And it's not just for starters, whether you're an advanced speaker or whatever level you are, you will learn something from my channel. Excuse me. So you will learn something from my channel. So try it out. Yeah.
What about your social media? Are you on Instagram, on Facebook?
Okay. So I'm actually, why I haven't mentioned those platforms is because I'm currently not active, but I'm on LinkedIn. I've been posting articles, but for a while I got so engrossed with some other stuff that I stopped writing. Although I was, before the year is over, I hope to start again. So my channel, my Instagram, I think LinkedIn, sorry, it's Inyobo Ekereke too. So you can find me on that, on LinkedIn, with Inyobo Ekereke.
Okay. Thank you so much for taking time out to talk to our listeners about this topic, this very, very crucial and important topic on stepping out of your comfort zone. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Good Life Podcast with Princess Joy. I'm here to give you everything, every information, every tool that will ensure you live a good life. You can follow me on YouTube, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook, where we can share resources and information, everything for you to live a good life. Thank you for joining me today, and talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.